Hi there. It is week 18 of 52 weeks of inspiration for 2025. I want to talk about something that is very real that sometimes we're not always talking about. When you need to recharge, that is not a weakness. It is a sacred invitation. There are times when being around people, even the ones you love, feels like it can be too much. You smile, you listen, you give, and then suddenly you don't have anything left to give. You are like tapped out. Your battery is dead, and we feel that might be selfish of us to say that. But that's not selfish. And you're not meant to be on all the time. You are allowed to step back, to unplug, to say no. You are allowed to cancel plans without guilt. I want to say it again. You are allowed to cancel plans without guilt, to sit in silence without apology, and to take up space just for yourself. That doesn't mean that you're broken. It means you're in tune with your energy. It means you're listening to the part of you that gets buried when you're constantly giving pieces of yourself away. When your social battery runs low, here are my tips. Step into stillness without apology. Breathe. Light a candle. And do something that fills you. Not something that's on your calendar, not something that is expected, not someone else's comfort zone, something that fills you. Lately, I have needed to pull back. And, you know, people on the outside may think, oh my gosh, she's quitting. I'm not quitting. I am sacredly self-preserving. And that's the pause that's going to let me return to the world whole and not hollow, because there's a difference. Spirit doesn't only whisper to you in the noise. It often comes in the quiet. So I guess as my little reminder to you that if your battery is low, plug into yourself, take care of yourself, nurture yourself, love yourself. Because the world doesn't need the exhausted version of you. It needs the real, the rested, the radiant you. Rest is not weakness. It's the reset button for your spirit. Have a great week, and I look forward to connecting with you very soon.